Okay, so this is invasive cancers with BCS with no radiotherapy recorded. Again, this is the sort of range we've actually got. This unit is in London. And this is looking at 3 years' worth of data, and you can see we've got two units really very, very high up here in South Central, but we have a number of outliers. And again, I think we really do need to start looking at these. This is the 5% level. You've all agreed that that's very reasonable, and yet we've got people who are way above
these
this.
These would be out with, you know, in the reconstruction order, they did 3 standard deviations, so they allowed 99.5% to get in. This is way outside that limit. So do you want to comment? Yeah, got a microphone.
Yeah, I'm the surgeon for South Central, so I thought I'd better say something. One of these is, I think I can say the name, it's the Isle of Wight. So their justification is that they didn't travel across the water, although you could argue maybe they should be, when they're consented before, they offer mastectomy if they're not going to have radiotherapy. But and the other unit, I won't name, but we've written to them, and they've basically said it's all down to MDT, the MDT decision, and they vociferously defended that, and they said that they don't think they should be giving every patient radiotherapy. So we put as much pressure as we can. I brought it to the Big 18 and asked Julietta to write to them. I think that's happened, actually.
Yeah, I think what we need to do is put the most recent data in for this year in that letter.
You know, I think there's always leeway for choice.
Well, we've got
but when
leeway
for choice is this far out, then you know, it's just as we're going in to sort surgeons out, I think somebody needs to go in and discuss with the MDT whether it's necessarily the most appropriate way to treat people just now.
Ronnie Penny, Wales. One of the other factors that would be involved in this if they're not giving radiotherapy is to ask them what their local recurrence rates are.
Yeah.
Because actually, at the end of the day, that's what matters, isn't it? And I bet you they won't be able to.
I mean, Mike, there is an issue here that actually the reason the screening program is in disrepute is over-treatment.
I completely agree.
And you are standing up here and we're implying that every patient with high-grade DSAS needs radiotherapy after
Y. No, I don't think
no
that's
survival
true.
Difference no, whatsoever
no, this
from
is,
the
this
trials.
Is invasive this cancer. Is invasive
and
cancer.
When it comes to invasive cancer, if we start screening the over-70s, there is plentiful evidence that there are subgroups
absolutely.
That might be identified by prior AI treatement that don't need radiotherapy.
Yep, I completely agree.
And we need to be careful that we don't perpetuate over-treatment by arguing that everybody must have it, because it's very age-dependent, some of this.
Absolutely it is. And that's why, in fact, I'm not sure there is an ideal figure, but it's a figure, it's a group that's so far out there that it's difficult to explain. I think there is definitely scope for avoiding radiotherapy in a number of patients, and as somebody who was involved in the PRIME trial, I really believe that.
So I'm going to put out the